I know ads are a bit annoying, but they're the only way I can make sure all content on this site stays free to everyone. If you want to chip in and remove these adverts, visit patreon.com/girlonthenet and support me there at any level.
This is Netted by Spen Pritchard Erotica. Taut twines of fabric tether to your skin and form soft square pillows, pleading to be touched, to be teased, to be kissed. Toes twitch and curl with every throb of excitement and anticipation as my eyes feast on your glorious form, caught up in the netting from the waist down. Precious folds of plump flesh pulse against the mesh, pushed out as your legs are lifted into the air. Every lust-swollen crest of your glistening and needy cunt trying to escape through the gaps in the stockings. You're at once exposed and restrained, an alluring juxtaposition that I'm futile to resist. I guide the tip of my tongue down the inside of your thigh, gently strumming through the chords of your pleasure, and come to rest against the tousled patch of hair rebelliously reaching through the tights. Usually, I would take my time and tease your labia with my lips, run my beard over your folds, gently press against your hood with my tongue tip. But you're already soaked, shining with desire, sopping with lust. I want to, no, I need to taste you, wholly, fully, right now. I envelop you with my open mouth and relish the heat radiating from your core. Your sweet scent saturates my senses and I hold the flat of my tongue against your straining lips. I can sense the longing in the pit of your stomach. I can almost hear your heartbeat in my head. I can feel your cunt twitch and pulse and clench, yearning to be filled and fucked and finally freed from the petite insanity of need. I move to kiss your mouth, and as I gently lay my weight upon you, I can feel the laddered fabric bite into the skin of my hard cock as your teeth gently nibble my lip. My tongue finds your neck and your hips raise, grazing the underside of my straining tip with the thin strings of nylon. I gasp. You giggle. We both smile, and you raise your arms above your head, exposing your unshaven underarms and inviting me to explore. I breathe you in as I run my mouth across the short hair you've let grow there. It's a different scent to the nape of your neck, to the inside of your thigh, to the folds of sacred skin between your legs, but no less intoxicating. It makes my head swim as I French kiss the hollow of your arm, only stopping to run my tongue across your breast and a taut nipple, or to playfully bite your bicep. My dick is nestled against your pussy now, wet from your need, but kept out by your nylon cage. Separated lovers, longing to embrace, but unable to bridge the space between them. I hear you murmur between breaths, gentle fuck-me's and pleases, carried across the stifled air and into my heart. Without hesitation, I move to between your legs and peel the sodden fishnets away from your labia. You watch my arms tense as I pull on the strings. They rip with a satisfying tear as your beautiful cunt is freed from its prison, your folds relishing the space they've got to blossom and expand and invite me in like a siren atop a coastal rock. Like so many men, I fall under the spell in an instant. With a swift move and twist of my body, I flip you over onto your knees and lay a guiding hand on your back to ease you into position. We both adore this way. There's no time for long, languid lovemaking. This, right now, is all about a hard, fast, frantic fuck. You push your muscles as you exhale, and your pussy beckons me in. I tear a little more of the fishnets away and rest my cockhead against your gleaming hole. The urgent need to be filled overwhelms you, and I watch you edge yourself back, and your fattened lips greedily swallow me inch by inch until you reach my hilt. The feeling of completion is maddening. It's everything. It's perfection. I hold your hips still, savouring every moment of being inside you. Your depth. Your warmth. The blood racing around your body. The involuntary muscle spasms as your body urges you to wiggle free of my grip and slide along my length so you can fill yourself again and again. I bunch the waistband of your stockings in my fist and stretch your arse cheek wide, splaying your folds and exposing the grip of your inner lips around my wide shaft. Each deliberately forceful thrust of my hips sends shockwaves up your spine, to behind your eyes and back down to the now buzzing tip of my dick. I growl as you moan. I pant as you grunt. I stiffen as you fuck me back. You feel my grip on your fishnets tighten, and sense my urgency growing as my rhythm speeds up, splashing your inner thighs with your silky wetness, slapping my vibrating quads against your burning hamstrings. Every smack of flesh on flesh, stroking the raging fire in your belly that threatens to raise your collective senses to the ground. You feel my cock swell as you hear my breathing deepen. My fingers push against the supple skin on your arse as my brow furrows, my relentless fucking driving me over the precipice of my orgasm, shooting wave after electric wave of blinding pleasure around my body and through my muscles. A jet of slick heat hits your zenith inside as I fill you with my cum and it smashes through the door of your own pleasure. Ecstasy ripples over your body, undulates across your nerve endings, spinning your vision and wiping out the tension you were holding on to since I first laid my mouth on your cunt. Exhausted, but unable to move, and not wanting to part just yet, we stay coupled in that position, despite my burning thighs and your cum-drunk dizziness. My dick slowly emming its way back to tranquility as my spunk drips from your pussy lips, pooling below us. You're gonna need a new pair of fishnets. Again. If you like that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.